This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1569, Enough with Thoughts and Prayers, our perspective on guns in the U.S. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
We just had two more mass shootings in the U.S. Today, Lindsay and Michelle talk about their perspective on what needs to be done to end these shootings and the epidemic of gun violence in the U.S.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, doing pretty good, but it seems like today we're actually talking about a more somber topic, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah, this is a serious topic today, guys. So, you know, our tone is a little bit different and you definitely notice that. So, Lindsay, I mean, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about guns in America. In the United States of America. So, I mean, unfortunately, you guys might have heard, but we just had another mass shooting. And it happened actually close to where I live. It happened in Boulder, Colorado, which is only 30 minutes north. And it happened at the same grocery store that I go to. Not the same one, but the chain, the King Supers is the name of the grocery store, which I go to every week. Actually, I'm going there later today to the one here in Denver, in my neighborhood. So this is something that could have happened to any of us, right? It's so close to home, literally and metaphorically close to home. So, Michelle, what did you feel when you heard about that and the other one? What happened with the other shooting too?
Yeah, there was a shooting in Atlanta where they went around to different places. Massage parlors or and many of the people who were killed were Asian, Asian Americans, or I don't and I. Maybe not America. I'm not sure. I'm sorry for not knowing, but sorry, Lindsay. I feel bad that I just said that.
What? That's fine. Don't worry. No, we don't know. We don't know all the people that were involved. It's okay. Yeah. So there has been a lot of kind of anti-Asian hate. And I think some of it stems, sadly, out of the coronavirus pandemic. And that's kind of a connected issue, a separate issue, but it seems to have collided with our issues with guns, right?
Exactly. So you asked me how I felt when I heard about this.
Yeah. How do you feel, Michelle?
I feel like I am almost in a hopeless, feeling hopeless.
Yeah. How
so? Tell us more. That's kind of how I felt, honestly. It was like, okay. I mean, it was just like, it's just so frustrating. And I don't want to say that it feels hopeless because I don't I don't say that to minimize it, because each time I get very upset. I mean, I watch the news. I was watching, I don't know if you saw on CNN that girl with her father at her wedding. And it's just like, you know, when you really hear the stories, I mean, unfortunately happens so frequently in this country that it's almost easy to just imagine, like, you know, to get desensitized to it. But I don't feel desensitized to it. I just feel very frustrated. And to be honest, every time there's something like that, sometimes I say, oh, I wish I could move, to be honest.
Yeah. So you would like to be able to leave the country, you mean, to leave the US?
Sometimes I do feel that. Yeah. I mean, maybe that sounds like really extreme, but sometimes I feel scared. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Yeah, totally, Michelle. It's enraging. And I do feel hopeless and I feel helpless. And it feels like we're on the cycle, right? Okay, this happened a few weeks ago. It's on the news all day for a week. And then we have people come on CNN. We say we're going to do something. We propose no new laws to the Congress. Nothing changes. And then it happens again.
Yeah. And I mean, just to show you, I mean, we've talked about this on the show before. I mean, this isn't a new topic. I mean, you know, we've talked about how guns are so much in our vocabulary. We've talked about the situation. I mean, so one episode, if you want, guys, I mean, put like gun into the search bar. But one episode I found that we did was 729, which was how to enter a conversation in English with guns blazing. So it's really a part of our vocabulary. And Lindsay, I mean, you really learned a lot. You've learned a lot about gun control and how it is in the U.S., right?
Yeah. So, guys, on my road trip, which is what you get to do when you join our Connected Communicator course, I actually did an entire module. We did an entire module on gun control in the U.S. So I went to a gun show in Amarillo, Texas, and I interviewed members of the NRA. I interviewed a professor who was selling T-shirts about guns there. I interviewed lots of people. We took these interviews into the course. So you guys actually get to use them to understand American culture and to practice your English skills. So go to allersenglish.com/connection. So we've done a lot about this, but Michelle, every time it happens, I mean, especially after Sandy Hook, I kind of feel like that's where the hopelessness comes in. If we couldn't change the laws after, I don't know, what was it, 25 or 30, like 5-year-olds were murdered. Guys, if you don't know what happened at Sandy Hook, right, that was a mass shooting that happened in an elementary school in Connecticut. A guy went in and killed all these little kids. If we couldn't change anything after that, I kind of feel like we'll never be able to change anything.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I went, there was a shooting then, I think, Valentine's Day 3 years ago at a high school, and that was Parkland.
Parkland,
And that was, you know, in the high school. And then after that, people started getting, you know, very passionate again, and all these amazing kids from this high school were really getting very active in the community. And, you know, there was a march, I think it was called the March for Our Lives. And I actually went in my area, I went to it. And it's just, you know, then I don't know, Lindsay. I mean, the thing that you always hear, guys, the expression they always hear is thoughts and prayers, right?
This makes
what
me
is that?
Enraged.
What is that, Lindsay? You hear that a lot with this?
This enrages me. It enrages me worst. Because this, in my mind, is what one political party who is basically against stricter gun control laws. This is what they go to avoid the conversation of changing something. So every time this happens, it's like, it's very predictable. You know, one party will try to put forth more rules and stricter gun control, background checks and no machine guns. Why should a citizen ever be able to have a machine gun? There's no reason for it. These are common sense gun laws. Then the other party and the NRA will say, this is not the time to take action. This is the time to pray for the families and to honor the dead. No, it's the time to take action. Actually,
it's so I mean do you think with Biden in charge, do you think there we have any chance?
I think we have a better chance than we did with the last administration, obviously. But, you know, I was having this conversation with a friend last night. It's interesting because it comes down to our Constitution, right? If you just talk about the citizen's right to own a gun in the U.S., it's the Second Amendment. And then you talk about, can you change an amendment? I asked my friend this last night. Do you think that we'll never be able to change any amendment in the U.S. Constitution, right? Because a lot of times what people will argue is that it's a slippery slope. Even people that are, you know, pro-safety, pro-gun safety, they're very liberal. They often will say, you know, we shouldn't try, we can't change amendments because then someone could come along and change the First Amendment, freedom of speech or freedom of the press or these other things that matter so much. They're so important if we start changing amendments.
That's
a dangerous, dangerous place to go. But I don't know. I mean, isn't it true that a country could outgrow certain amendments? That no longer makes sense. I honestly don't think anyone should own a gun. I have a very extreme perspective on this. I don't think anyone should have a gun in their possession, any citizen.
Yeah. I'm not really, I'm pretty extreme on it too, actually, Lindsay. And I feel pretty much the same way that you, I mean, yeah, I'm pretty extreme on it too, actually. Or if just getting a gun has to be so much harder and there has to be so much, there has to be a really good reason to have it. And I don't know. I'm embarrassed. I'm also embarrassed when it happens because I know that we're known for this and that we like can't get our stuff together with this. I'm very embarrassed when it happens. I mean, and I don't know what the answer, but as far as like changing amendments, I was watching something where it said, you know, if you would just I don't know what I was watching, but like add like a tagline to the amendment of like, you know, why to have the gun. And, you know, when we think about why it was in the Constitution, I believe it was more so about, you know, keeping safe from the government if the government ever tried any funny business and, you know, that people could have the power, but not for this.
Yeah, it's really not. A lot of the, you know, the amendment's outdated. I actually know a couple of people who were in the Las Vegas shooting. Like they were at that concert. They were getting shot at. They didn't get shot, thank God. But they were jumping over people that had been shot running out of the concert. I mean, this is getting so close to home. Like we're getting to the point where everyone is knowing someone who's involved, who has been a victim or has been close to it. And so, I mean, the two big things on the docket that our government has been trying to pass, especially, to be honest, Democrats have been trying to push these bills forward, are a couple things, right? The Background Checks Act, which I think both Democrats and Republicans support this, don't you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I think that's the thing is, I think that there are a lot of people that from both sides that support these things, but I don't know why it can't.
I know
something
why.
About the Senate, I think.
I know why. I think it's that the NRA gets in there. They get their teeth.
Get
their teeth in there. The National Rifle Association is a special interest group. They have lobbyists. They're powerful. And they are a club where people pay money into the club to be a member, like gun owners. They have a lot of power over senators.
Mm-hmm. It's this power, it's the money. I mean, so this Background Checks Act, like they're trying to get that through. I believe the House has approved both of these, a Background Checks Act and the Enhanced Background Checks Act of 2021. These are, I mean, guys, we can give you a link to an article, you can read more about them. But, you know, being able to, I mean, Lindsay, what is a gun show loophole?
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge loophole that if you show up to a gun show and you buy a gun, and I went to a gun show to interview people, like I said, in Amarillo, Texas. You can pretty much just buy that gun, as far as I know. There's no, you know, compared to going to a shop and having your name looked up, and I'm not sure how the background check works, but it's pretty easy to get past that by going to a gun show and buying from a private seller. Massive loophole that needs to be closed up for sure.
Right, right, right. And, you know, part of this is like, you know, again, guys, so this is USA Today and CBS News, you know, where I was looking into some of this. But, you know, the waiting period, you know, I'm not sure that I understand it completely, but, you know, if the background check isn't complete or it's something about a waiting period, it was a little bit tough for me to understand the whole bill, to be honest.
Yeah. So, but there should be a waiting period. I think other countries have this. I mean, a lot of other countries, I think, don't even like necessarily allow the sale of guns, or they have much stricter. But of course, why should you be able to get one right away? I also feel like we should be able to do a lot more with smart guns and smart technology. You know, I mean, if we can have a smart watch that can sense when we are asleep, falling asleep, how much sleep we get, why couldn't a smart watch sense if we're like angry or something? And like and shut the gun off or something. Why couldn't that sense?
That's interesting.
I don't know.
Oh, like, wow, Lindsay.
But this is not. I mean, not like I could build this myself.
No, but that's an interesting idea. I mean, how technology is there a way that technology could help us?
Right, like vital signs, vital signals that the technology could get from our body and say no, it's shut off, or certain things you'd have to do. Even just, I know they're working on like. To verify ownership, that person who passed that background check could own that gun and could use that gun. Mm-hmm. But even going further into vital signs and signals of the body, I don't know. It could be interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm,
that is interesting. I mean, then there's also, you know, Biden's looking into, you know, assault weapons ban.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So that's the other big thing. You know, Biden wants to ban them, but there was a ban, I believe, that was started in 1994, but it's not there anymore, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I wonder what, I'm trying to think of why this went away. Guys, you'll have to research this yourself. It could be a little project after today's episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Go and find out.
Definitely.
Was it under Clinton that I guess it was passed in 94? I don't know, but you know, it's crazy. I mean, on a fundamental level, why does a private citizen ever need a weapon like that? The AR, where the bullets. Yeah, the AR, right, where the bullets are designed to spiral through your body to do more damage than just a rifle, right? Like, why do we need that? There's absolutely no reason for a private citizen to have a military weapon.
Yeah. But, and then the thing is, like, apparently in these two recent shootings, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that they both got the guns legally.
Sure, yeah. I think they probably did. I mean, so that's part of the problem, too.
The law.
Right.
It's just too easy. I mean, it's just like, oh, yeah, somebody said, I was watching something and somebody said, you know, it shouldn't be easier to get a gun than it is to get your driver's license.
I mean, I can even think, like, living here in Colorado, you know, I was living on the East Coast, New York and Boston for so long, and things are a little different out here in Colorado. Like, I remember getting really angry back in the fall when we went to a brewery. We go to breweries on Saturdays all the time after we hike. We get a beer. We're sitting outside in the sun. There's children, families, dogs, sunshine. People are ordering food from a food truck. And a guy gets out of the car and walks in with a gun on his holster. And I'm like, okay, I'm sure this is a good guy. I'm sure he's great. I'm sure he has no intention of hurting anyone. But why on earth do you need a gun in a brewery on a Sunday afternoon with children, dogs, families? There's no reason. A lot of people will. They also use this other excuse that I think is ridiculous. They say
the guy with a gun.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is total. I do not buy that, because most people are not. Maybe there's the rare person that's going to stand up and save the people, but it's not going to happen most of the time. Most people, I think, are usually going to run away. That's probably your general like self-protection, right? You're going to protect yourself. You're going to run away. And also, like, you know, the shooting in Las Vegas. How are you going to take that guy down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the thing. A lot of these people, I mean, and I'm sorry to say, but they are mostly male.
They are male. Absolutely.
Yeah, they are male. So when we say, oh, take down that guy, I'm not joking. Like, I mean, I'm not just generalizing. Yeah. How I don't, I, yeah, like, I don't know that you can stop, you can't stop a mass shooting, like, with that kind of, I mean, yeah, so the whole...
Yeah, he's shooting from the top of a hotel, the top floor of a hotel, a huge 100-story hotel. You're never going to even see, it's happening so fast, you don't know where it's coming from, you're just trying to save yourself. Maybe you're grabbing someone next to you, and, you know, I know that the people that I know that were in the shooting in Las Vegas, they they helped people, right? But they don't have the ability to take down the shooter. No, absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So here we are again, Michelle. Here we are. I mean, you know, this episode for our listeners today, guys, is meant to be more of a stream of consciousness, just so you can get a glimpse of how we view this. I mean, we have our own perspectives. Not everyone agrees with us, but this is a major problem in our country, Michelle. Yeah.
It's a major problem. And I'm really tired of it. I'm really tired of it. And I mean, this is really kind of gloomy, but like, I think in the U.S., I don't know about in other countries, but I just, you know, how we value lives, you know, like over 500,000 people were killed, you know, died from this pandemic so far. Yeah. And then, you know, this that keeps on happening. And it's almost like people, it's like people, I don't want to say people don't care because that's really harsh, but it's like, I don't know. People don't seem to nothing changes. Like nothing. I don't know. I think people basically get desensitized is what I'm saying.
For sure. And then you could also bring this in other directions, this topic, right? I mean, some people, and this is very true. I mean, we have like a Columbine, we have a Sandy Hook, we have a Boulder event every day in certain cities in the U.S. and around the world, right? Detroit. I mean, certain cities, a lot of people die every day of gun violence, right? So it's, you know, it's not just the occasional shooting that gets on the news. Right. It's happening all the time everywhere.
Right. I mean, and also, you know, other issues with guns. It's not always the mass shootings, but even, you know, unfortunately, suicide, you know, there's...
Oh, yeah.
You know, guns, gun people die.
It's the leading reason of suicide in the U.S. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, guys, let us know what you think. Let us know what you think could be done. I'm curious in some solutions, right? Some technology solutions, ideas. You know, come back to the blog for today's episode. This is 1569. Let us know the situation in your country with guns and let us know what you think we can do to solve it here in the U.S. That would be cool.
Yeah. Definitely. Let us know. I'm very, very curious to hear from our listeners.
Yeah,
but
really good stuff.
Yeah, this wasn't meant to be like a, oh, America's terrible episode because, you know, I don't feel that way. There are many things I love about this country, but this is a huge stain on our record.
Yeah. I mean, I think luckily more money is going to the CDC now under Biden to protect. And this is a public health issue now. I think the Biden administration is treating it as a public health issue, just like a disease, because it kind of is. Right. It's it's a pandemic. So I'm glad that we're treating it there. I'm hopeful, but I'm also a little not hopeful. I don't know, Michelle. Anyways, we got to get off the mic.
Anyway, we could keep going on this for a long time. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening to a little bit of a toned down episode. Very serious topic. Very important, though.
Good stuff. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.